And we are back with the Sully Show, a special Thursday edition of Georgia Paul Radio on WGST 640 AM on your dial. Sully has turned the station over to me. I'm Charlie Harper, the publisher of GeorgiaPaul.com. We've got editor John Richards in studio with us, and we're going to be talking to the AJC's reporter extraordinaire Aaron Shinen in the next segment. But right now we're going to talk about something that Georgia got hit really, really hard during the last recession, and a lot of our key economic drivers, real estate, banking, and transportation, specifically in the tune of Delta Airlines going through bankruptcy. The state lost 25% of its banks, and thus not only the employees that worked in those banks, but the ability to lend capital, because most of the capital was being lent out on real estate and the growth industry itself. So when real estate tanked, the construction jobs went, the ancillary real estate jobs went, our banking jobs went away, and we had great difficulty with the amount of salaries coming out of Delta Airlines that prop up specifically South Metro Atlanta to a great extent. And so what Georgia's had to do is really think about what are our strengths as a state and build back in logistics. That transportation industry is coming back. Delta, luckily, very strong airline. Southwest has filled a gap that had been left for over a decade by Eastern Airlines as the competing job base at the airport. And Port of Savannah is putting logistics jobs throughout the state, including a lot of rail jobs and trucking jobs and other warehouse-like logistics jobs where they support the state. But we're looking at what is a growth area that we can do. And about just before the recession, we put in something called a film tax credit, where production companies that come in and do local productions get a tax credit back from the state on the amounts of basically their production budget, a percentage of that. I think it's 30%, if I'm not mistaken, if they go for the full tax credit. Those tax credits can be sold so that essentially someone that does have a tax liability can buy that to reduce their tax, and thus it's kind of a way that these guys are helping pay for the production. But what's happened, if you pay attention and look around, I don't even know the current, John, you might have the number, but John's written a post specifically on how this affects jobs, not just in the film industry, but how what's generally economists call a multiplier effect of how it's creating other businesses, and existing businesses have now found a new customer. So that people that think about the movie production, it's not just the folks that come in temporarily to film and then go away. And over time, we're noticing they're not having to come in from out of town, because that's what I was going to ask. I don't know how many studios we have either currently online in Georgia or under construction, but just as an example, an old distant relative of mine's family farm in North Fayette County is now Pinewood Studios, which is the James Bond, I think Pirates of the Caribbean, now doing a lot of the Marvel Comics movies. It's that studio brand, one of the larger brands. You know, this is now in Fayette County, Georgia, Fayetteville, Georgia, 3 miles from where I grew up. Tyler Perry is turning Fort Mac into a world-class studio. So there's a Moon River project down in Savannah. There's the OFS plan in Gwinnett County that's a large collection of indoor sound stages now. There's, I think, a studio out near Covington. Anyway, I can't even remember them all, and I didn't come in with a list of them, but you get the point. With those infrastructure assets, it's no longer a transient business. We built an industry. But, John, you've written a post today that explains in real terms for real Georgians that are already here, already in business, what does that mean? So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Coker Brothers, which I only know of because they used to have a jingle on like AM radio, Coker Brothers Building Supply.
Coker Brothers.
But you've talked about there was a film day at the Capitol where a lot of the folks that have benefited from this industry. Tell us how the rising tide is lifting all boats, and specifically that of the Coker Brothers.
Sure. And as you mentioned, the film industry had their day at the Capitol, the film day at the Capitol. Speaker Ralston, Governor Deal, Economic Development Commissioner Carr, and other folks came up to talk about how the film industry has actually benefited growing jobs in Georgia. And they had a number of as you typically see, they got a number of booths there and tables of people offering stuff for the film industry. And one that I saw sitting over in the corner was a booth for Coker Brothers. Coker Brothers has been around since 1919 in Tucker, and right across from Matthew's Cafeteria. And Chip Coker and I back, let's say a few years ago, used to work together to put together the Tucker Day Parade. And so I've known Chip for quite a while and went up and talked to him. And it turns out that during the recession, there was, of course, much less demand for building homes, and the business that Coker Brothers Lumber Building Supply actually does in real life. So we they got a call from somebody who was working for a movie studio, and they needed a whole bunch of stuff. And Chip talked to him and said, "I think we can do that." And he went back and he figured out a way to deliver whatever it was that he needed. That's kind of grown to where the point where now they're getting between 20% and 35% of their business simply supplying these film studios, not just here in Metro Atlanta, but around the state. And a lot of the a lot of it is just the logistics of making sure that the things that they need when they're ready to shoot a particular scene or series of scenes, the material gets there so it can be done. So that was kind of, you know, a local story of a business I knew that did really well by the film industry. And then I came along some additional information from the University of Georgia Small Business Development Center. And what they're doing is putting on a series of seminars for businesses like a lumber supply company or like a caterer or like other local businesses that could actually end up supplying the film industry to tell them how to connect. And so the UGA Small Business Development Center are doing these one-day workshops connecting the film industry with these local vendors. I think it's a really really neat story.
And I'll say again, it's not like the building supply is the only industry benefiting, but I know Pinewood Studios, again, down in Fayetteville, which is such a large studio complex that, you know, it is a Hollywood studio. It's not Hollywood-like. It's not Hollywood-like, but they have a Home Depot in this facility. It's not branded like a retail. Only the people on the studio can use it, but it is a full-scale Home Depot on there because there is so much of building sets and whatnot. And where that matters, again, like I say, it's not just about the building supply industry, although it's clearly nice that that's being helped. But Governor Deal, when right now in our technical colleges, we're trying to mismatch the jobs that are open and the skills that are needed for the employers that have them to the Georgians that need to work. And one of the things that the state of Georgia will pay you to go to school for is film set design, because that is something we need locally. And clearly, if you have not only Home Depot, but Kofor Brothers, both clearly showing a dent in their business because of this industry, that tells me there's a lot of film sets being built. And to build them, you have to design them. And we don't have the talent here in Georgia to do that. And we need that talent. And so several of our technical colleges in Georgia are now offering majors in film set design, and the state of Georgia will pay you if you want to go into that field. If you do, you want a lucrative career in Georgia's film industry? The state of Georgia is looking for you. And so, I mean, it's this is where policy, you know, actually matters, in my opinion. You know, we talk about bites, like we, you know, talked about things that are very important to a lot of people, but at the end of the day, they may or may not put food on the table. And you've got people in Georgia that are actually sitting here saying, what is Georgia's strength and what could we do that no one else does? How can we own that category? And so we have things like the financial technology industry is something we've really done well in the last 10 years. And 70% of all, when you swipe your credit card at any machine, that has to be processed through a set of servers that ultimately takes the money from your bank or from the credit card and pays it to the merchants. 70% of the U.S. transactions go through servers in Georgia and companies in Georgia on that. We, you know, Georgia owns that little segment of the finance industry now. Most people don't know that, but we had to create an entire program. Governor Zell Miller actually gets the credit for starting that with a company called Total Systems out of Columbus. And now there are many, many other companies, most of them in the Atlanta to North Atlanta suburbs. But that's a Georgia industry. We have a base of employees that understand that industry and are growing that industry here. And we're becoming that with studios. And so, you know, there's when you look at how people do this, once you get a core nucleus, the jobs come because we are here. And so instead of importing people from California,
we do it
now. They're Georgians,
right? And one of the things I just want to wrap up this segment with before we break, after the various speakers at the film day at the Capitol, they showed a 4-minute video of the various people who had got Georgians who had gotten jobs one way or another in Georgia because of this film tax credit and because of what the state has done. And Georgia Paul's Twitter feed, by the way, we don't mention that often enough. It's at GeorgiaPaul_com. Just retweeted that video if you want to go ahead and take a look at it. It actually shows how many jobs and how good this has been for the state and companies, not only the ones who are actually producing stuff, but the suppliers and everybody else that goes along with it.
And, you know, just underscoring how serious this is in Georgia, and that this is something that Georgia's taken very seriously, but North Carolina did the exact opposite. They used to have film tax credits that were not quite as good as ours. They got rid of them a couple of years ago, and the WB Studios used to film a lot of Dawson's Creek, One Tree Hill, the WB programming were all done outside of Wilmington, North Carolina, and I think that studio is almost shuttered now. Louisiana has done the same, and we've taken a large chunk out of Louisiana's film business. But almost weekly, I see something out of the LA Times where they're writing about Georgia and how many jobs Los Angeles is losing to Georgia. And so we have made our mark, and Georgia's just beginning, and we're no longer Hollywood-like. We're going to be them. So with that, Georgia, film capital, not of the South, but of this country. Let's go for it. More
third
of
biggest,
Georgia
third
Paul.
Third biggest in the world.
Third biggest and soon to be number one in your hearts. We'll have more of Georgia Paul Radio and The Sully Show, 640 AM WGST.